At a recent meeting, Mecklenburg County commissioners were asked to approve $1.5 million in tax breaks to two companies, nuclear power plant designer Toshiba America Nuclear Energy and Siemens Energy, a company that builds power plants and manufactures wind turbines. It sparked a 35-minute debate. Commissioner George Dunlap suggested the board should be more cautious in approving incentives when tax collections are so tight.
We have granted $4.5 million thus far. That would have saved, y'all talking about creating jobs, that would have saved some CMS jobs. It would have saved some county employee jobs. So, I mean, let's keep things in perspective. That's all I'm asking.
Still, commissioners approved the Toshiba tax credits 5-4 and the Siemens 7-2. Dunlap voted with the majority both times. Commissioner Harold Cogdill said the county should be proud that it helped encourage those companies create 350 jobs here, especially now.
I mean, we're talking about a time, an economic climate, that every job matters.
So far this year, the city and county have approved $5.7 million in tax breaks to companies for the fiscal year that ends June 30th. This is actually an increase from last year when $2.2 million was approved. Generally, here's how it works. Companies that invest at least $3 million and create at least 20 jobs can get a 90% break on their property taxes for 3 years. Businesses that invest at least $30 million or create a minimum of 150 jobs get a 50% break for 5 years. If it's a company already here and is expanding, the tax credit only applies to the new investment. Most of the tax breaks approved this year won't go into effect for at least another year.
It's not time to be choosy about creating jobs. Finding ways to get that private investment, create those jobs, is job one for city and county who want to be a participant in using our resources to put the city back to work.
That's City Councilman John Lasseter, who chairs the Economic Development Committee. He wants to make it easier for companies who may not create as many jobs and invest as much money and capital to receive assistance. Toshiba, the company the county commission narrowly approved for a tax credit, did not receive one from the city. But at the request of Lasseter, the city is looking at whether it can provide translation and transportation services to dozens of the company's employees moving here from Japan.
We want to make sure that Toshiba knows that we really want them here. Part of that's just messaging, and part of it is there may be some other things that we can do that will help stimulate their thought about other ideas about bringing more talent here, bringing more operations here, expanding their investment in this marketplace.
Toshiba does plan to hire about 130 jobs locally over the next 5 years. Richard DeSalvo, who helped research incentives for Toshiba, says assisting the company's employees with translation and transportation seems like a natural fit for the city.
This is a constituent outreach program. I mean, although many of the Japanese language people will remain citizens of Japan, they'll be residents of Charlotte and will be taxpayers of Charlotte, and government is considering what it can do to make life better for them.
And, well, ease the burden on Toshiba. That's what county commissioners decided to do through tax credits, even though the company's investment level failed to meet the county's own standard. Lasseter wants city council to relax its guidelines and judge companies like Toshiba on a case-by-case basis, like the county has been doing. The Center for Competitive Economies at UNC Chapel Hill recently surveyed 50 North Carolina counties. 80% of counties reported they're reviewing their tax credit and incentive programs in light of the recession. That doesn't necessarily mean they're handing out more or fewer incentives, but simply reevaluating what works. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.